This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. media outlets report Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. It's being described as a botched abduction and interrogation. President Donald Trump said he spoke with Saudi King Salman about the matter, who denied knowledge of it. Mr. Trump suggested rogue killers may have been involved and dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the region.
Well, I'm really sending him just to find out really firsthand what happened, what they know, what's going on. He may go to Turkey, he may not. He may meet with all of them together, but we want to find out what happened.
Mr. Trump has threatened to engage in severe punishment if Khashoggi is murdered. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident after leaving his country a year ago, fearing retribution, has been highly critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday, part of a joint Turkish-Saudi team to search the building as part of Ankara's investigation, an important step, according to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We said, I think we are completely on the same page with our American friends on this. We expect transparency and we wait for having more clarity on what happened on that case that is particularly a dramatic one.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. The World Health Organization says it will decide if the latest Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo warrants a public health emergency. The latest outbreak declared August 1st has taken at least 130 lives, with 24 fatalities among 33 confirmed cases in the past week. Dozens have received new experimental treatments, with just over half recovered. This is VOA News. President Trump and his wife Melania Monday got a first-hand look at the devastation caused by last week's Hurricane Michael along Florida's Gulf Coast with a stop they made in the community of Lynn Haven.
Yeah, but look behind you. I mean, these massive trees are just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this. This is really incredible.
The president and first lady passed out bottles of drinking water at an aid station. Nearly 20 deaths have been blamed on the storm, which roared ashore last Wednesday as a severe Category 4 hurricane. Scores are still missing. Hundreds of thousands are without power. In southern France, at least 11 have died in flash flooding, with up to 7 months' worth of rainfall in just a matter of hours. A downpour authorities said they've not seen since the late 19th century. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who toured the disaster zone, said search and rescue efforts continue, along with providing fresh drinking water and reestablishing power. Germany Monday said it deported a Moroccan associate of the September 11, 2001 hijackers after he served most of a 15-year jail term for organizing attacks in the U.S. Manour El Montasegdeg was one of only two men convicted so far of involvement in the so-called 9/11 plot. Microsoft Corporation co-founder Paul Allen died Monday at age 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of cancer. Bill Hilf is CEO of the investment firm Vulcan, a company that Allen also founded.
I think I'll remember most about how big he thought. He redefined what big thinking was for me. I've never met anyone in my life who wanted to do so much good in the world in such a big way.
Allen was instrumental in getting Bill Gates to create the world's largest computer software company in the 1970s. A commentary that appeared in North Korea state-run KCNA news agency Tuesday criticized the U.S. for an evil attempt to maintain sanctions, accusing President Trump of blocking progress in inter-Korean relations. It called on the administration in Washington to take corresponding steps in response to what it called Pyongyang's conciliatory actions. In Nepal, the bodies of 5 South Korean climbers and 4 Nepali guides were recovered as they attempted to reach the summit of the 7,200-meter-tall Mount Gerja. The West African country Gambia Monday launched a Truth, Reconciliation, Reparations Commission on the abuses committed during the 22-year rule of former leader Yahya Jammeh, accused of extrajudicial killings and torture. President Adama Barrow declared the country's dark days over, vowing to deliver justice to the victims. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.